Ladies and gentlemen, Meryl is performing at the...
Living a lie is just wondering when they'll find out.
One of those blonde ladies had a certain hold on me. I went to all the seminars by the airport in the DoubleTree. I even let her use nephew's seaplane in the Bahamas for free. But she means nothing to me now. Burned all my clothes with eucalyptus juice. Ripped out the floors and painted all the platforms puce. And I went so far as to sacrifice a second snake to Zeus. So she means nothing to me now. She mopes in the moonlight on her mesa in March. Does Does she kick up a thunderstorm when she thinks of my betrayal?
Inventive songwriting, sprawling sound, music that lives somewhere between indie rock and musical theater. It is sister-brother duo known as The Fiery Furnaces. Ex-Guru is the name of the song. That's from the duo's album, Widow City. In the middle, it is the incredible sounds of Tune Yards, the brainchild of Meryl Garbus, now a duo with her husband, Nate Brenner. Tune Yards with the song My Country. That's from the 2011 album, Who Kill. I've got to tell you, a quick concert review. I have been a fan of Tune Yards since that sophomore album, Who Kill, in 2011. And well over a decade later, nearly 15 years later, never an opportunity to see Tune Yards live. Well, we corrected that. Just last week, Tune Yards came through Detroit performing at L Club in Southwest Detroit. Tune Yards absolutely lived up to what I expected. Meryl Garbus is a musician with an absolute point of view. Politics are brought forefront to the music, but done in such a delightful dance rock way. The way that Meryl Garbus is Tune Yards loops and samples live on stage, the best way I could put it is if she creates a massive house of cards and then teasingly just floats above it, stirring, stirring, stirring. And it just created such a dynamic electricity. Tune Yards continues to be on tour throughout the U.S. and then into Europe, hoping that she comes back around again after she has done the European part of the tour. Tuneyards.ffm.to if you want more information. But kicking off the set, we have new music from Deerhoof from their latest album, Noble and Godlike in Ruin. This is a day for long titles. The title of the song from Deerhoof is Return of the Return of the Fire Trick Star. All right, where are we going next? Oh, we are going right now to a Scandinavian group that is, I believe, now defunct, but created magic when they were making music. It is experimental indie pop at its best. The band is called Komeda, K-O-M-E-D-A. Here they are right now, here on Girly So Groovy.
Needing to is believing, sister.
inner world. Not perfection, yet wholeness.
Divine star possessed to
restore completeness.
The place where dark and light touch.
Nearness of all odds.
Where the magic.
Yeah.
Music right there from Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter Mae Simonis, an artist who blends sophisticated indie pop with jazz, bossa nova, math rock. It is just delightful to hear the talent that comes through her and her instrumentation. New music from Mae Simonis. The album is called Anna Maru. We heard the song Tora Moyo. In the middle, it is a band that we have been featuring here on Heavy Rotation since the release of the album in May. Making music for over 30 years now, Stereolab proved to be one of indie rock's most distinctive, influential acts. While the band took a 15-year break, and Stereolab's latest album, which is called Instant Hologram on Metal Film, it's an uplifting call to action that pushes the band's legacy forward. This time around, it is the song SM Plastic Creeping Eruption from Stereolab. And then at the start of that set, it is music from the kitschy, cinematic, Swedish indie pop band Komeda. From the band's fourth and final album, Coco Memi Data, released in 2003, we heard the song Victory Lane. Okay. We are going to dive into the second hour, but before we do that, hey, did you know we try to be social sometimes here on Girly So Groovy? That means we are on social media. You can find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy or Instagram at GSG Radio. With both of those social media channels, I post the playlists in print. So when you have super long titles or unique titles like SM Plastic Creepy Interruption. You just may need to see it in print for yourself. Well, know that I do that on the social media channels. You can also get links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, but most importantly, you can message me any requests you have for the program. All right, let's wrap up this first hour. I would say let's continue with this kind of experimental pop vibe that we've been have going on in the first hour. Toronto art pop, electronic pop recording artist Shinshin, S-H-N-S-H-N, released an album earlier this year. It's called Serpent's Skin. I'm going to play right now the track that Shinshin chooses to close her album out. It's called Home Is Another Place. We featured her on the program a few times. It's just gorgeous electronic art pop. Shinshin right now here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Clender, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from Cold Specs. We're wrapping up the full 2 hours with classic doo-wop, as well as music on the way from Tess Parks and Annika. But in the last hour, we did a concert review about Tune Yards. One concert review that's long overdue to share with you is that of the B-52s. I did not think I would ever have an opportunity to see the B-52s live again. Their last tour was considered the farewell tour, but when Devo asked B-52s to join them on a co-headline tour, they quickly came out of retirement for it. It was an absolute dance party. I marvel at just the energy and enthusiasm that Cindy Wilson and Kate Pearson and Fred Schneider have. These are artists in their 60s and 70s, artists who have been trailblazers in creating what pop can sound like. And I always forget just how cool Cindy Wilson and Kate Pearson are. Their energy was just incredible. So with saying that, we're going to get to B-52s, but before we do that, we're going to honor each Cindy and Kate in their own solo way, starting with Cindy Wilson. It was just a couple years ago that Cindy Wilson released a solo album. And in fact, it was so good, we included it in our top 10 girly so grooviest list for 2023, if I remember. Yeah, not 24, 23. So let's do that right now. Here